It's Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day, which means that it's Worldview Wednesday. And we've been talking about some factors that shape our culture. And one of those factors are culturally conditioned beliefs, such as stopping at a red light, even when no one is around. Or how about not cutting off someone in traffic, or even forming lines at a grocery store or the airline ticket agency? Well, those are common beliefs and practices that are embedded in our culture that may not be in place in other cultures. Here is another emerging cultural belief: that tastefulness and sympathetic stories always convey truth. For example, gay pride parades are not new, but what has kept them from being mainstream and believable is that they are oftentimes extravagant and gaudy. But did you know that a few years ago, Queen Latifah presided over the first ever televised same-sex mass wedding during the Grammy Awards? Well, 2 months prior to that, Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke had their very embarrassing and immoral moment on TV. You probably heard about the Miley Cyrus incident, and it was rightly condemned as crossing a line in most media outlets. But did you hear anything about the Queen Latifah bit being immoral or crossing a line? Well, no, because it was tastefully done and seen as right. We even see this playing out in our courts of law these days, where truth is being abandoned for compelling storytelling. Well, why am I talking about all this? Because the shift from a modern to postmodern to a post-truth society has taken place in our culture. Modernism was the establishment of truth by reason, but postmodernism was the questioning of all truth, eventually saying that we could never really know truth at all, which led us into today's culture of a post-truth culture, where truth no longer sits atop the hierarchy as the guiding principle. The truthfulness of a situation does not carry as much weight as personal feelings or experiences. And this is important for us as Christians because we talk all the time about a personal relationship with Jesus. We ask people, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? And many people would say yes to that. But we would be better off asking the question, do you have a biblical relationship with Jesus? Why? Because truth matters. As you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Kasi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya.